As I say, I was called down to Manabir by the RSPCA, really to see what was going on. And it was a horrifying scene. They'd closed the beach to the general public because there was a lot of heavy machinery on the beach, dumpers, diggers, big oil bowsers sucking the oil out of the sea and off the shore. And it was just a scene of devastation, really. There was about a 10-meter band of oil right the way across the from one side of Manabir Bay to the other. And in this were floating dead and dying birds. Beyond that, there were other birds that were oiled, but not totally implicated at that point. So we just set to. There were another couple of people on the beach, and they were bringing birds to me. And I suppose we collected, I don't know, 60, 70, 80, I can't exactly remember how many, at that point. And it was decided that I would actually be better employed helping Jean Haynes at the Oil Bird Centre at West Williamstown. There were a huge number of volunteers down there, for which I was very grateful. Jean and I doing the main washing, and also a lot of interviews and that sort of stuff, because people wanted to know what was happening. There were calls from all over the world that came through. My office was under a bush in the lane, because that was the only place I could get a signal at Jean's. It was usually, well, it was either me holding or Jean holding the bird, and working our wonderful magic cleanser, which is not fairy liquid, through the feathers, all the flight feathers individually, working it through. You had to have fingernails in those days because you needed your fingernails
Yes, to get it.
to get it into the feathers. And then the other worst oil, always start with the outside and work inwards, really. Get the worst of the oil treated with Arrow Tuff stuff. And then the bird would be rinsed and then dunked, as we used to call it, dunked in a bucket of warm water. And then washed again with a 1% solution of this wonderful cleanser, which in actual fact is an industrial hand cleanser, but it has it's a completely natural product. It comes from Norway. A fairy liquid contains a barrier to keep our hands soft as your face, or whatever the advert was. And this ultimately would put a barrier onto the feathers if used on birds, which is why we didn't use it. So they would then go from the drying boxes to the proofing area or reproofing area, which were ponds, concrete, man-made swimming pools. And there they would go on there and swim around and brrr, boom, have a lovely time, and then come out and drip dry on the side and preen. You could tell instantly whether they were oiled or proofed or not. Because if they weren't proofed, they'd sink. Everything that could have been done was done for the birds, but in my personal opinion, and I have said this publicly, I don't actually think that the handling and washing and rehabilitation and reproofing of them was in the best interest of the bird. I mean, this is a long time ago, 20 years ago, and one's attitudes do change, especially with experience. One time I would have tried to have saved everything, but now I know it's not necessarily in the best interest of the bird. Everybody was working to their extreme limits as far as the birds were concerned. RSPCA drafted in huge numbers of personnel. Handling and the politics surrounding the holding of the Sea Empress was concerned. I think it was an absolute shambles.